Washington, D.C., homicides soar 38% as carjackings more than double. By David Ng on October 6, 2023. Washington, D.C., is seeing a sharp surge in murders in 2023, with homicides up 38% so far this year compared to the same point last year, according to Metropolitan Police. The nation's capital has also seen carjackings skyrocket 110%, with total violent crime up 38%. The troubling statistics come as Democrat-controlled D.C. continues to be inundated with illegal aliens, pushing the city's already strained resources to a catastrophic breaking point. Democrat Representative Henry Queller, TX, was carjacked at gunpoint in the nation's capital on Monday evening in the Navy Yard area. The incident took place outside of Queller's apartment building where he and many other members of Congress live. Mayor Muriel Bowser, D., who supported violent Black Lives Matter rioters in 2020, is scrambling to react to the wave of deadly mayhem that has city residents feeling frightened and helpless. "We're focused on how to drive that violent crime down and hold the people accountable who are doing it," she recently told journalists, according to a Fox 5 report. D.C. residents aren't buying it. "Many people who live in areas most impacted by violent crime don't feel the work the city has done so far is helping," according to a WAP report. When asked if she's seen improvement, Trace Cobb, who lives in the crime-ridden Anacostia neighborhood, told the radio station, "Absolutely not." She pointed out the spot where a recent shooting occurred and said she has feared for her life several times. "There have been several times I've had to dive on the ground," she said. Another D.C. resident told the radio station, "I don't want to say there's no hope, but, man, it's so hard." Due to the city's sanctuary status, frightened citizens are being pushed aside in favor of illegal aliens, who are receiving shelter, food, health care, and other taxpayer-funded benefits. Mayor Bowser spent years touting the city's sanctuary status as something that would lift the quality of life for all residents. Instead, the nation's capital is drowning in murder and illegal immigration. D.C. voters overwhelmingly re-elected Bowser to a third term in 2022. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.